20강 상황에 적절한 말 예제 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 폴이 제니퍼에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Paul works at ABC Publishing House with Jennifer. He was at a meeting in her office last night. The meeting lasted longer than he expected because a new book is due to be published next week. At nearly midnight, he was in a hurry to catch his flight for New York to meet with the writer. So he accidentally left his document on the table in Jennifer's office, but he just realized it this morning. Now, Paul calls Jennifer, who's back in her office, to ask her to send him the document by fax because he needs it in an hour. In this situation, what would Paul most likely say to Jennifer?
1번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 샘이 경찰관에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sam is excited to be in Paris and is busy taking pictures of this and that. After spending some time at the Eiffel Tower, he decides to head to the Notre Dame Cathedral. However, when he tries to buy a bus ticket, he realizes that his wallet is gone. He looks through his backpack and checks all his pockets, but cannot find it. He searches all around the Eiffel Tower grounds, too, but still cannot find it. He sees a police officer directing the traffic nearby and decides to go tell him what happened and ask for help. In this situation, what would Sam most likely say to the police officer?
2번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수잔이 다니엘에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Susan has been dating Daniel for about a month now. Daniel is a considerate and well-mannered gentleman. They usually meet in the evening and go out for dinner at a fancy restaurant. Daniel always insists on paying the bill. However, Susan feels uncomfortable about this. She thinks that they should take turns paying and that it would be fair and better for their relationship in the long term. So, when they go out for dinner this time, she decides to pay for both of them. In this situation, what would Susan most likely say to Daniel?
3번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 헬렌이 라이언에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Helen and Ryan are good neighbors who live right next door to each other. One day, Ryan's younger brother Jack moves in with Ryan for a few months. It happens that Jack majors in music and hopes to be a guitarist someday. So Jack practices his guitar until late into the night, and the noise keeps waking Helen up. However, Ryan works night shifts, so he doesn't know anything about this situation. Helen doesn't want this situation to continue and decides to talk to Ryan about it. In this situation, what would Helen most likely say to Ryan?
Ryan?
4번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수가 벤에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ben and Sue are classmates and have been working together on a history project for 2 weeks now. Sue comes to know that Ben is very good at planning things. He takes the lead in planning what they need to do by when. However, a few days before their project is due, she finds out that he is not so good at putting his plans into practice. He had planned to research the old documents and write an article, but has barely started. She wants to tell him to start doing what he had planned so they can complete their project. In this situation, what would Sue most likely say to Ben? Ben.
5번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 사라가 데이비드에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
David is an ambitious management consultant. He has recently been promoted to a higher position and is getting paid more. However, his workload has also increased, and he becomes so busy that he has to work till late at night and even on the weekends. He doesn't have time to eat dinner with his family or play with his children. Sarah, David's wife, is worried that he's becoming a workaholic. She thinks that even though he is busy, it's important for him to spend time with his children. In this situation, what would Sarah most likely say to David?
Eddie is an energetic student who likes to get involved in various extracurricular activities. He belongs to his school swimming team and is also a member of the student council. His friends and teachers all agree that he is a very passionate student. Nevertheless, he often does terribly on his tests. His mother is worried that he is not taking his grades seriously. But she does not disapprove of him actively participating in his extracurricular activities. She thinks that he should put as much time and effort into his studies as he does into swimming practices and student council meetings. In this situation, what would Eddie's mother most likely say to Eddie? Eddie?